Well, it's made of like piping around the dress, like to hold it up. There's wire, hessian, there's rabbit fur, like a dead rabbit on it. There's like all different types of materials, and yeah.
Model Sarah Truick is really working the runway this week, but she's not wearing glamorous gowns made from silk or satin. This fashion parade has a very agricultural feel. Think chicken wire and rabbit fur. Hello, I'm Megan Ruth, and I've got front row seats at the Elmore Field Days in Northern Victoria, where the National Ag Artwear Competition is underway. The rules are pretty simple. The clothes being paraded must be made out of agricultural items or farming byproducts.
And describe one of the other outfits that you're wearing.
One of the other ones I've got is made out of seed bags, and it's like got a sheep on the front made of sheep wool. So it's I actually like it. It's really comfortable.
What's one of the more interesting or memorable costumes that you've worn in the past?
Well, last year when I did the finals, I wore this one that was made by a 12 or 14 year old, and it was like a bird and it had like this cool mask on it. I actually really liked that one. So yeah, it was really cool to see what a 14 year old could do to a dress at that young of age.
Almost a kilometre of great white large square veiling twine was involved in this outfit. Ladies and gentlemen, not what you know.
Elmore's National Ag Artwear Competition is in its 18th year. In past parades, costumes have been made of spark plugs, bones and even sheep manure. This year, chicken wire, onion bags, shade cloth, high-vis flags, bean pods, even artificial insemination straws were the designer materials of choice. While it all sounds a bit wacky, some of the creations are quite beautiful and intricate. Olivia Rosea, also from Elmore, is modelling hats and dresses this week.
So I get to wear a hessian halter neck dress that has lots of like little pieces of crops in it, and it looks really nice. It's got this nice headpiece and a fan like made of peacock, so it's got all peacock detailing on it, and it's really gorgeous and long, yeah, and just really nice.
What else will you be parading today?
I get to wear this another halter neck white dress with lots of like little flowers made on it, and it's got this big cape that I hold and like bring across me, so like I open it up and it's just full of flowers and really gorgeous and summery and just beautiful.
And the National Ag Art Competition parades have become quite a hit of the Elmore Field Days. What's it like to parade in this event twice a day?
It's great. It's just amazing to like, you feel so like beautiful out there and so many people watching you, and you get to just show off these amazing garments that people have worked so hard to make.
Livia is wearing spring fling. Feed bags and frost cloth were used to make this outfit. The floral embellishments were made from a variety of materials. Some have been crocheted from cotton twine and dyed with turmeric and antiseptic sprays.
So where did this farm fashion idea come from? Elmore Field Day's General Interest Chair, Lorraine Truick, explains.
In 2000, we went to the Field Day conference over in New Zealand, and I saw it there and I brought it back to our committee and said to them, and they said, well, if you want to do it, go for it. And I've been doing it. This is my 18th year.
And what are the more interesting costumes that you've seen paraded on the stage?
Oh, there are so many varied ones, but one of the ones that comes to mind always is one made of bones, where the designer boiled up all these bones, cut them into little pieces and put them onto weed matting, and it just looked like lace. Brilliant.
And talking about the Elmore Field Days, you know, maybe traditionally people would have been talking about the farm displays and the machinery, but everyone is talking about the ag artwear. Does that make you a little bit proud?
Oh, I'm very proud, really, to what we've achieved from when the first garments we had to what we have today. I just can't believe people design and have the thoughts of how to put things together. It's amazing, isn't it?